And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Tell me if you think this is an oxymoron. Blind by seeing. Blind by seeing. Wow. Also, we're going to look at what it is to get a lens adjustment. Number two, number three, number three, number four, number one, number two. Yep, a lens adjustment. And here's mud in your eye. I like that one. That's a good one. And we'll close it out with Divine Windex.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, I'm going to cover that a little bit next hour, just not this hour. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, now. Let's see if you know where that one's from. Hey, now. You know where that's from? Anyhow, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-KPRIT. You don't know where Hey Now is? Hey, now. You know, that's Hank. Okay. Just making sure you know. Yeah. All right. Anyway, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by for SRN News.
To help relieve you of those burdens. More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry.
The role of the pastor is more critical than it is today.
Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by City View Church and the French Gourmet. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ mobile app.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Aitin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was,
"I will never believe your God and change my religion."
But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. First Segaruni. It's a segment, but it's with a Aruni. So that's how it works. So you could say, hey, that guy's name is Dave Aruni. That's the David Spoon Aruni show. See how that would work? See? Or Experience Aruni. Whatever works for you. Here, our first sponsor, our very good friend, Sam Rasool. We've got to get back in the studio. Now, you think, when you guys get together, do you guys, like, set something up where, because, you know, you guys talk about fellowship, which we do, then you talk about real estate, and then you talk about this, and Sam's been on the show 80 times, I don't know, 70, maybe 60. We never plan any of our stuff other than Sam says to me, hey, Dave, mention this because this is coming up, or mention this, then I'll mention it, and that's all. That's the extent of the fullness of our planning. Because when we get together, the fellowship is pure. It's real. When you have a Palestinian Christian and a Jewish Christian get together, and the object is to honor the Lord, you get what you get. I want him to share his opinion, give his insight. I don't agree with everything he's ever said, but we're about 98%, 99%. So it's a lot of agreement. Here's what I will tell you that I do agree with, and that's every person that's reached out to me that's done business with Sam, and that they have done a phenomenal job being, Sam and his company, a phenomenal job being taking care of these people, and all of the hard work they put into it is, a lot of it's underneath the scenes, so to speak. So I encourage you, if you're thinking real estate, anything, maybe you're looking to rent because you own. Maybe you want to downsize or right size or whatever words they're coming up with this day. Maybe you want to go from renting to owning. Maybe you want to invest. Maybe you want to look at joining a group of people who are investing. Whatever. Get in touch with Sam and talk to him. ThinkSam.com. That's the website, ThinkSam.com. You're thinking, well, you say it all the time, and so it's in my head anytime I think of real estate. Exactly. That's what advertisement and marketing is supposed to be. When you think of real estate, you think of Sam, and you get there by thinksam.com, 858-7801-SAM, 858-7801-SAM. Now, some people will say, I say it too fast.
858-7801.
See, push the number one. And then you spell Sam. That's how it works. And if it's not for you, for somebody else, then I'll tell you to send him to Sam. There we go. That was pretty good. Pretty good for a little Yosemite Sammy thingy there. Okay. Let's talk about the next segment. We've been going very diligent in these because they have been coming up one after another, and that is E. coli, termite, and pest control. E. coli, termite, and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. What do we got for a sound for E. coli termite? ecolatermite.com. E. coli, there it is. ecolatermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. These are the silent type that just sneak up on you. Anyway, got that done. All right, here we go. This is what's bugging me. It happened to me today. I don't know why these things happen, and I think my wife said she would have said it's part of my magnetic charm, but she thinks of me more as Magneto, and so she doesn't really consider it a charm. But anyhow, I'm writing an email today to a professor. As many of you know, I've been in the middle of my studies for my master's degree because I really wanted to, because the Lord told me to, and somewhere between want and the Lord, we're doing it. And I made a post, and it was wasn't a ferocious post. I don't want to say that. But it wasn't a soft post. And so I got a certain grade, and so I decided after a week, I'm going to write the professor and go, you know, is it because it's politically, you know, sharp? And so I'm writing this whole email, right? And I'm trying to write it really fast. And what I do when I write an email, I don't know if you do this, is I write it and then I go back and I correct all the mistakes and make sure all the grammar's proper and so on and so forth. Is that what you do? I do that. Unfortunately, that button that says delete turned out to be the button that says send. So there's nothing like sending an email that has 200 words and 196 of them are spelled wrong with no grammar whatsoever and capitals up and down all over the thing. So then I sent him another email saying, please disregard the first email. And then I wrote in parentheses, as though you could actually disregard that first email, but try to anyway. That's the thing that's bugging me, emails that jump. Emails that jump. I take no personal responsibility for that because I'm feeling very Adam-ish. Okay, that's fine. Let's get into a very important element. I wear reading glasses. If you are older than 45, there's a good chance that you may wear reading glasses. Not everybody does, and it's not to curse anybody or something weird like that. It's just a lot of people wear reading glasses. It's just one of those things that we need to understand. Here's the thing about reading glasses. They definitely help you see better, or they help you read better, right? So how many of you are using your glasses that the Lord has given you? Now, if I go somewhere to a restaurant or something, my wife keeps an extra pair of glasses in her purse because she knows I'm not smart enough to bring my glasses. And then I have one, two of them that are by my computer. You're talking about the $1.99 ones. And then I have four of them in my house scattered around where my Bibles are. And I even have another one located for my theological room. I won't tell you what room that is. And so then I've got all of those glasses all around. And guess what? If I'm not wearing my glasses that the Lord gives me, I'm in bigger trouble than those glasses. And I can't read a thing without those glasses. And you're thinking, what are you talking about? Thank you. God bless you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we live by faith and not by sight. And you're thinking, wait, Dave. Are you trying to say that I should drive down the freeway by faith and not by sight? Nope. I am not saying that. And if you get that out of there, you have stretched it beyond. I am telling you to look at your circumstances in life that you are unable to master and control and to hold every single nuance in and stop looking at them through reading glasses, which is by sight, and start looking at them through faith glasses, which is a requirement of God. See, there is this incredible capacity to look at things in certain ways. So, for example, I will show you an example. You tell me what you think. There's only a few people that will fully understand this, but you will get the gist of what I'm trying to communicate. So when the Michigan Wolverines defeat the Ohio State Buckeyes 21-10, there are many people that would see that as a wonderful moment. But if you are an Ohio State Buckeye fan, you would see that as a terrible loss and yet another time that you have failed to defeat the number one football team in all of America, having even more wins than Notre Dame. So here, it is all about how you are going to look at it. And when you are encountering issues in life, it is, no matter what you tell me, all about how you are going to look at it. Do you put on the reading glasses that magnify what you can understand, or do you put on the glasses that God has given us that says, I have something else going on? Now, why that's irritating is because of how many times you've heard me say it. How many? 10,000 in 5 years? Maybe 20,000? Okay, that's fine. How many times does God say it? Oh, well, therefore, we'll just go with that. So the idea is to understand that if we can't see things in faith, then we're not living as God asks us to. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of them that seek him. If you want to be pleasing to the Lord, put on the glasses that show that life is lived by faith and not simply by sight. Doesn't that sound easy? It just sounds so easy. Great. When we come back, we'll see how easy it isn't. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Good time.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, KPRZ friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my KPRZ clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to Maranatha Chapel in San Diego to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets, Wednesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. This unique celebration is a tradition for the family at Maranatha. It's an inspirational reminder and rehearsal of end times prophecy. Pastor Ray offers a biblical look at the Feast of Trumpets and a special message. For information and directions, go to events.maranathachapel.org or call 858-613-7800.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Jesus, you are everything. Jesus, yes, you are everything. Jesus, you are everything.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We should all be saying that. Jesus, you are everything to me. That should be something that we are all able to communicate. Props to the prior sponsorship by Pastor Ray, a good friend. It's hard to find friends sometimes in the kingdom that have that same kind of background or, you know, able to talk to you. Ray is a great guy who will go out of his way to arrange his schedule, even though he travels all over the world, just to have coffee with me. I think that's so cool. I like people like that. It's like, yeah, no, let's get together, yeah. So wonderful, wonderful guy, and all their events are a lot of fun, so we encourage you to check it out. Let's not forget our very own Steve Wheeler, who told me today, so this is going to be props for the audience. Not going to be, there's no props for me. I didn't do this, nothing to do with me. But it was about 4.5 or 5 weeks ago that you guys were helping out in a situation with the roof in a church in a city I still can't pronounce, which he made fun of me today again when he was saying it. And in that roof, on that or on that roof, it's been built, and now they are expecting rain where that roof was built, and they are excited as a village to capture water so that the water can be in the village so they can have clean drinking water. There's a whole bunch of people. And guess what? In the last week, 9 people in that village gave their hearts to Jesus Christ for the first time. I just, come on, man. So that by the grace of God, they're getting water, and by the grace of God, they're getting the water of life, and it's working. And they're even saying, it's like for them, it's like a little revival thing because there's all these people getting saved, all these things that are taking place, these little miracles. And it's like, I know in our society, we don't think of it in those terms because after all, we are the intellect. But regardless to that, you know, deception, the truth of the matter is God is doing wonderful things all over the world. And there are quite a few of you that have a part of that through prayer, through giving, through the partnership of just caring. And that's awesome. So I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org is the website. He said there were a couple of radical emails, I guess, some people wrote about some of the things that are going on. Now, I don't know what that means. When Steve tells me radical, remember, he's from a whole different era than I am. So I think... What do you consider radical? But anyway, go to whitefields.org and see if you can figure it out. Then somebody send me an email and let me know. Because I don't know. For him, radical could be, you know. Okay, well, he did John MacArthur's, all his tapes and so on and so forth. So for him, radical could be like, you know, 10 tapes or something. I don't know. You know, who knows? Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610. Just before we get into the very next element, I do want you to be aware, if you would please, the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch taking place Thursday, October 5th at City View Church. You got a couple of sponsors that are really stepping in. Mount Miguel Covenant Village is a Pastor's Appreciation Lunch sponsor, as well as Church Design and Construction, as well as San Diego Christian College. Our very good friend, Dr. Robert Jeffers, is going to be speaking at the event. The food's provided by French Gourmet, and the way to sign up is to go to kprz.com and do this funny thing called sign up. That's how you sign up. Follow the prompts. It's pretty straightforward. Okay, so in the very beginning, we were just talking about glasses. I have a lot of reading glasses. And it's important for us to understand that sometimes we will put on glasses, like reading glasses are a great example. I don't have to be super spiritual to tell you this. What's one of the things that reading glasses do when you're reading your Bible? It makes what you're reading, ready, bigger. Right? Right, you just can't walk around with two huge magnifying glasses attached to your eyes because they make entire cartoons about people like that, and you can't be like that. But they are essentially two magnifying glasses attached to your eyes so you can read. Now, the only problem with that is that, see, we like things magnified so we can see them better, and I'm not sure that part's wrong, but when we're looking at our circumstance, sometimes we put on those same type of glasses, and we magnify the situation, and it just looks like wowza. It looks enormous. It looks huge. It looks really big. It looks like, wow, but see, those are not faith glasses. Those are just magnifying the situation glasses. And the devil's really good at having you and I put on the wrong pair of glasses quite a few times throughout a day. I mean, somebody will walk into your office and, you know, what's one of the first things you'll say? Just tell me if you ever say this. What now? Before they walk out the door. What now? Well, that's a lot of confidence. This is going to go good. I want you to see something that teaches that our current glasses or our current contact lenses need a little work. The story that has to do with the king of Aram and him and Elisha and Elisha's servant. The king wants to track him down, just bottom line. And they find out that Elisha is in Dothan. And so they're going to go to Dothan, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to get him. They're going to pick him up. They're going to round him up. So here's what happens. They sent horses and chariots and a strong force there, and they went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, the army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, no, my lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Well, I don't blame the servant for this. He's with Elijah, and Elisha is like, okie dokie. He's given secrets to the king all over the place, and now the king is mad, and he sent an army and a force, and they're going to take him out. Yeah, we're going to take this guy out. And then the servant goes out there and sees this army. It's a real army, folks. It's real people. And so the servant turns to Elisha and says, what are we going to do? And then here's what the prophet answers. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elijah prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. You see, the problem there is that the situation was magnified by reading glasses, and all that the servant of God can see were the armies and the horses, and they were, you know, surrounded, and it just looked, this looks bad. And there's Elisha just like, Lord, open this guy's eyes. And for a moment, the guy, the servant, sees that the armies of God are scattered all over the place. And this is a war that they are most definitely going to win. Understanding that when we genuinely do see with faith, the situation becomes different. If you look at something without God, fair enough, and then you put God in that picture, it looks different. But what's the biggest problem, folks? Let's be honest. Get past the self-righteous whatever and say it this way. Why is it that we need to see with faith? And the real reason that we need to see with faith is because when we stop seeing with faith, we try to take over. We are no longer operating in a trust with God. We look at the circumstance, we say, Lord, we know you can help, and then we do everything we can to show God the way to help. That's what we do. It's what I do. That's what I do all the time. Instead of having a confidence, even in the worst times, and trust me, I'm going through enough now where I could just start going blah, 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 tell you other stuff, and you'd be like, yeah, that's a lot of stuff to be going through. And it's like, yeah. But guess what? If I look at this through reading glasses, I'm gonna get smoked in the faith. I'm not going to even be close, and I'm not going to have any connection there. I'm not going to please God. I'm just going to magnify what doesn't look right, and I'm going to be a mess. And no, I don't do this good all the time, and I'm pretty sure I don't do this good hardly any of the time. But I've got to do better and see with faith, and not just with the magnification of what I'm looking at. I don't know. How big is that circumstance? I don't know. How big is your God? How big is your Savior? How big is he? That's what you got to answer. We come back. I want to look at one of the greatest men of God who didn't come close to doing that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You've heard about E. coli's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
When it comes to fixing a car or an appliance, if a man doesn't follow directions, his efforts to make things better are likely to make things broken. Dr. Tony Evans explains how the same thing can happen with a man's family as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
What we've got to do is back up and look at the origin of the family. Who made it and why did he make it? And how did he make it? We've got to look at what God had in mind, because family is God's idea and anything God made was good. So if you've got a bad family, it's because you've turned God's idea into your idea. You've turned God's plan into your plan. We're following somebody else. We're marching to somebody else's drumbeat. Many of us as men are not leading our families because we've left God and followed the crowd. Many ladies are no longer what God has called them to be because they're marching to somebody else's definition of what it is to be a wife and a mother. Let's go back and do what they do when you go to the drugstore and you get a prescription. Often you'll see, for best results, follow the directions. And if you want best results in your family and in your home, follow the directions. Guess what? The manufacturer knew what he was doing when he packaged the product. It's amazing to hear people talk today. People expect not to make it. They expect to see families deteriorate. If there's something wrong with family, there's something wrong with us. When God created family, he knew what he was doing.
You can find those directions for yourself or the man in your life in Dr. Evans' bestseller, Kingdom Man. It's available at TonyEvans.org, along with study guides, leader's guides, and everything you need to promote God's view of manhood in your home or church. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Couple things to touch base with. Don't forget, Family Life Today, Weekend to Remember. Now, they got their dealios. They got something coming up in Carlsbad, October 27th through 29th. Something coming up in La Jolla, November 17th through the 19th. And if you go to weekendtoremember.com, you can save $100 on the registration by using the promo code WEEKEND. Okay, well, that's better than password. Weekend, and you can save $100. Always a good idea. Also, you just heard a little bit about Paul Shepherd. Paul Shepherd's got a new book, Rebuilding What the Enemy Has Almost Destroyed, that can be yours for a donation of any amount. All you got to do is go to kprz.com and click on the banner. So any amount you want to donate. You know, they're not, I can tell you right now, as somebody who's done a book, they're not making a dollar on that. You think, oh, they're making a ton of money. No, they're not. I can tell you what the cost is per book, per 1,000, per 5,000, per 10,000, per 50,000. They're not making a penny on it. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner, pick up the book. I think you will greatly enjoy it. Any theology, and I'm like this, and I think most people have figured some of this out. Any theology that's like supporting or strengthening people in their relationship with the Lord and with one another, it's great. That doesn't have to be your denomination for you to get the book. I spend a lot of time, when we do family stuff, I spend a good amount of time with my in-laws. And they're from a completely different denomination, but we spiritually support one another. I mean, I'm not going to go to their church, they're not coming to my church, but guess what? We're going to heaven together. Like, okay. And there are some things in each denomination that are really good. Some things that are not good, but some things that are really good. All right, let's get into this next little bit, and I'm going to alter it a little bit, so poor Agent Squire is just going to have to kind of go with the flow as I do this. So I was talking initially about looking at something, and somewhat in our lives, connecting this to reading glasses. And the reason that I do that is because I have so many pairs. I mean, I have a lot of pairs. You think I'm kidding. It's like, nope, I even have one in my car. I mean, it's like, I've got them all. Because I go to Wally World Wally Mart, and they have the kind that I want. They're $7.98, and you get three of them. So what do I do? Well, I buy four packs of them. So now I have a whole bunch of glasses. And then I spread them out all over the place. Why? Because I need those to, you know, read anything. So what I've been sharing, though, is talking about how that we use those glasses to magnify and look at things, which we do, and which some things are just fine. But we sometimes use those kind of glasses to magnify and look at our circumstance or a situation, and it just blows up. It just looks enormous. And we need to get some adjustments in some of our lenses. We need to have a, you know, better insight on some of our lenses, because sometimes we just look at situations and they just look so, so big, when in fact we're only seeing it from the natural. We're not looking at anything in the spiritual, and the scripture is absolutely full of convictions and demonstrations that there is a spiritual realm, a spiritual component in almost everything. Certainly in the life of a Christian, in circumstances, there are components of spirituality. And what we need are glasses that connect us to that right spiritual perception. It's not just the circumstance, but it's the understanding that God, again, is not some gaseous concept on some foreign planet. This is not a Star Trek episode. This is the Lord who made man in his image and is trying to communicate with man, even though man is rebellious enough to stick his fist in the air and say, I won't obey. And yet the Lord is still there trying to help. So James chapter 4, verse 13 through 15 comes to mind. You're thinking, why? And I'll tell you why. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this city or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this and do that. Now, the whole premise here is not to tell you never try and accomplish business. Never try and, you know, have no plans. That's not what it's saying. What it's saying is that when you put all of your eggs in the basket that you make, you're going to break a few, because it ain't going to be that way. And that it's up to the Lord to grant those favored moments and those favored elements. You can say, this is what we're going to do, unless the Lord says no. Not, this is what we're going to do because I said so. It's all a matter of attitude, disposition. I mean, are we humble before the Lord? I mean, you know what tomorrow is going to bring, right? No, you don't. You only know who is going to bring tomorrow. So I'll tell on myself, because it's a classic story, true, and nonetheless unique. So when I was in baseball, I was a really good player. I was held back a year, so that's probably why I was a good player. Held back a year before I went to kindergarten. I was that kid that had the birthday in December, when all the other kids had their birthdays after January. So I was a really good baseball player, and we were playing for the Yankees. Steve Billis, Adam Shaw, Michael Herzog, Stuart Racy, all these people that were, you know, Jeff Leiter, all these people on this team. And I was just having a great year in Little League. Fantastic year. And we were playing for the city championship, and we were killing this team. We were killing them. They didn't have that mercy rule, by the way. 10-run mercy rule, that didn't exist. And so I kept seeing the pitchers mowing everybody down, right? So I thought, you know what I'm going to do? My normal position is first base. You've heard me say this before. I was a first baseman in every year I played Little League. I was pretty good at it. But I also played catcher. And so I'm watching our pitchers mow down these players. And I thought, you know what? I want to catch the last ball. I'm going to put my manipulation plan into place because I'm in control. So I told the coach I wanted to catch the last inning. I had been with him a while. He knew me pretty well. He knew I could do it. Not an issue. He said, all right, no problem. He let me switch out. They put somebody else at first base. Not a problem. First two guys get up there. Whiz, whiz, strike, strike, strike. I'm catching the ball. I'm thinking, yeah, here comes the last strikeout. Dave's going to get the ball. He's going to jump up and down with the ball because he's going to have the ball. That's what I'm waiting for. Kind of like the culmination of my Little League game. That's right. Kid in front of me has two strikes. What does he do? He hits a dribbler down to first base. that my granddaughter at 1.5 years old could have stopped and picked up and stepped on the plate. So the guy who filled in for me at first base has the ball, jumps on the bag, is jumping up and down. Yay! And there I am in my catcher's outfit going, yeah, it didn't work. Because I tried to coordinate and, you know, don't make so much fun of me. You've done similar things. Come on. But the idea is that these plans that we have, these ideas, these mindsets, and the way that we view these things, it's like we can control it. We can do something about it. It's like, no, you can't. A dribbler. When I say a dribbler, the kind I would have picked up with my bare hand, okay? We were only like 15 runs up, so it's not like it mattered. So much pride. Still, I fight so much pride all the time. Here's the deal. Because there's no faith glasses. There's no trust glasses. Sometimes there's just, I will coordinate this the way I think it should be glasses. You get that result. I believe with all of my might, even though I was not yet the believer that I am now, that God would have granted me that if I had just been humble enough to stay where I was supposed to stay. But I tried to manipulate it all around. My point is saying this. We look at things and we think, okay, we don't look at it with faith. And then while we're sometimes not looking at it with faith, not seeing it the right way, we're not seeing that there's a spiritual component. And then when we're not seeing a spiritual component, we're not using trust. We're not using confidence in God. And he's not on some distant planet unaware. And as difficult as what you're going through is, and I'll bet it's worse than what I'm going through, as difficult as it is not an unknown to the Almighty. And the glasses that you and I need to put on every day are the glasses that say, God is in this picture. And when you don't, you do stupid things like I do. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come out with the clothes. Don't go anywhere. So I come to you, my friend. And now I'm asking you again.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes. One who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry.
The role of the pastor is more critical than it is today.
Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by San Diego Christian College and Church Design and Construction. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ mobile app.
Hi, friends. Tom Lewis with an urgent message from Cross International. The United Nations has released a report that in the countries of Kenya and South Sudan, they are suffering the worst drought and famine in their history in 72 years. Affecting as many as 20 million people. Cross International reaching out to help those children and families who are so desperate in those African nations. Here's how you can help. A $60 one-time gift from you feeds a child or a family member through the end of January. They're expecting to get rain hopefully by next April or May, but the drought and famine is critical. Could you help right now? Give your best gift. $60 provides food for one. $300 provides food for an entire family. 866-946-8233. And if you want to tack on a special gift for Houston, you can do that as well. 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
Most Christians are familiar with agape, the most important word for love in the New Testament. But there is an equally important word used in the Old Testament to describe God's love, and that is a Hebrew word that means loyal love. Throughout the Old Testament, God affirmed His loyal love toward the nation of Israel. Loyalty doesn't mean you always agree, but it does mean you keep your promises and stand by your word. We know God is loyal to us, but do those we love know that we are loyal to them? Take the opportunity to communicate and demonstrate your loyal love to those in your life. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's loyal love on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We did get confirmation that on Friday at 3:30, we're going to have Margie Ross on the show. Margie is the CEO of Regnery Books. Regnery has just removed themselves from the New York Times top 10 list qualifications because the New York Times lied about the numbers of books sold so that a couple of conservatives would not be recognized. So this is what you're going to start seeing. You're going to start seeing people pulling away from other groups because the New York Times is incapable of just reporting numbers, and the numbers have to be favorable to their positions. And so we're going to have Margie on, who's in charge of a publishing company. We're going to have her on to talk about that. That's going to be Friday. I have a feeling that's going to be pretty interesting. She was on a year ago, a little more than a year ago, about a year and a half ago, and she is great, fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to that. Quick reminder, if you want to, you can reach the show. David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a great way to go about that. What we've been discussing are the glasses that you and I are using. Or perhaps the glasses we're not using might be a better way to look at it. Too often we're putting on the reading glasses, but there's not a lot of faith inside those lenses. And even though there are many more spiritual components and many more things going on than the visible eye can see, the spiritual eye is well aware that there are things taking place on a regular basis. If you need a good reference, 2 Kings 6, 8 through 17 is a great one, referring to Elisha and his servant. We also talked about the reality that sometimes we try to manipulate our own circumstance to try and get the result that we think we should get. I shared the story about me doing that in my own little baseball career at the very worst time in the very worst possible way. And that turned out to be a bust. So that was a bad idea. And it's a bad idea for you and I to try and control everything versus seeing things with God. Now, when we talk about seeing things with God, I can go into all these different theological statements. Blah, 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 blah. How about this one? Acts chapter 17, the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. He is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. So if God is the one who's giving us life and breath and everything else, perhaps seeing things through his glasses is a better idea. What do you think? When it says in Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he'll make your path straight. I don't think it's saying that because it just wanted to have a nifty saying that could go on little pieces of wood so people can sell them. I think the idea there is that we're supposed to trust the Lord with all of our heart, not part of it, and don't lean on our own understanding. That requires us to see with faith. That's the original verse we started with, talking about seeing with faith, for we live by faith and not by sight. And what that means in its most simplistic term is that when Jesus said, apart from me, you're not doing so much. That's what we need to remember. I mean, look at your circumstance at home. Look at your circumstance with your children. Now put God right in the middle and tell me it doesn't change the picture completely. Or look at your circumstance at your work and put God in the middle and tell me it doesn't change everything. Look at your circumstance with your husband or with your wife and put God in the middle of it and tell me it doesn't change. We need to see the different aspects in our life through the Lord. I mean through a filter that has God in it. Remember those little 3D viewfinder things that we used to have as kids? They used to put them in. What were those things called?
ViewMaster.
ViewMaster, right? And then you put it in there, and because of the way the 3D was and the two pictures and the two eyes, it gave you a very different perception of what you were looking at. In fact, if you remember right, they were pretty cool when we didn't have stuff. That was kind of a cool thing. Well, why can't we do that with the Lord and put the Lord in that picture? Because it'll look cooler, it'll look like it makes more sense, and it won't be up to us to manipulate it and coordinate it and try and make it become something it isn't. And then maybe we could stress out less and live longer and be happier. Those are all pretty good bonuses. Here's the thing. What you're going through right now, maybe you do have a little bit of faith. Maybe you've got a little bit of faith that you're looking at it. So I don't want to take that away. But what I do want to say is, what if you had a little more faith? I mean, I don't think having more faith is ever a bad thing. I got to think about that in Scripture. Is there anywhere in Scripture where God says, you have too much faith? No. Okay, so I'm not seeing that. I am seeing the Lord chide us on having, you know, mustard seed. No, not even chiding us on mustard seed, because if we had that, we can do so many wonderful things. So here's my encouragement. I'll keep it super duper simple. We need to see every aspect in life with God in our glasses. Period. We need to use our whole heart, and we need to use our whole mind and be mindful of Him. We need to recognize that faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't please God without faith. And if that is true, and it is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, you can't please Him without faith, then how we see it and how we look at it matters. And when we do it without faith, we're not doing it in a way that pleases Him. Look at what you're going through. Look at the circumstance. See it with real faith. You think that's a simple message? Sure. That's why we all do it so perfectly, because it's so simple. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Here's the Word on Wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to this edition of the Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, live and local. You know, preparing for retirement involves several very critical key numbers. One, of course, is the age at which you'd like to retire. And then, of course, the amount of money that you think you're going to need to live in your retirement years. This is always a bit of a moving target because nobody knows exactly how many years they're going to live in their retirement. So there's some guesswork involved there. But there are some clues that we can use to help put that together in an intelligent fashion. One thing that is clear is the amount of money that you need to be saving each year as a percentage of your salary is a critical variable in helping individuals to get to the right amount of accumulated retirement savings. So, for example, if you were to start savings in your 20s, Fidelity, with the investment giant, suggests that you set aside 15% of your salary every year into a retirement fund. Now, you know, for many, many years, the rule of thumb was 10%. You wanted to save 10% of your income into a savings or retirement account. Those numbers seem to be changing now. Fidelity suggests that if you're in your 20s, you want to set aside 15% of your salary to help you hit your retirement goals. And of course, if you start a little bit later, that percentage goes up. So for example, if you start saving at age 30, Fidelity suggests setting aside 18% of your salary each year. And if you start at age 35, it's all the way up to 23%. Now, of course, these are just generalized suggestions. The truth of the matter is that everybody's number is going to be different based on a variety of factors. That is to say, you know, your Social Security benefits. Do you have a pension plan? Do you have a spouse? Does your spouse work? Do they have benefits? What age do you want to retire? Do you want to retire at age 60 or at age 70? So all of these pieces of the puzzle are critical to helping individuals.